Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Happy New Year, Drunkomaniacs. It's me, the sickly-sounding voice. I am here at Drunken Lullaby Studios. Beer Mansky got dressed up as Baby New Year last night and wandered out into the cold after too many beers. I'm not sure what happened to him. Last I heard, he was wandering down Fifth Street with a bonnet and a pacifier. And Ashley took off to try to find him, whereabouts unknown as of right now. So if you happen to see a grown man walking around in a diaper, probably with a bottle in hand.
I heard it was a baby bottle full of Bourbon County stuff.
Probably. So be on the lookout for Beer Mansky, or Poo Mansky, whatever we are calling him these days. All right, so yeah, it's New Year's Day. It is 2017. We can officially put that shitty year of 2016 behind us. Granted, there were some good things that happened in a year for everybody, I would like to hope. But there was a lot of bullshit that happened in the year as well. So we're starting fresh, onwards and upwards, and let's get things cracking with 2017.
Crack-a-lackin'.
All right, well, since Beer Mansky is unavailable at the time, we've got some usual suspects, and we also have a newbie. We've had some new people on the past three shows, I believe, which is something I was wanting to do. So, first show of the year, we got another new guest. First, to my left, he's one of our most reoccurring characters on Drunken Lullabies. I am referring to none other than Brutal Eric. There you go. He was holding that in.
Oh, God.
All right.
On command.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That voice Damn. That you just heard, he did a couple shows back a couple months ago, mm-hmm. Along with his brother. I am talking about Liquid D?
Liquid D, yeah.
Lucas, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you just heard her laugh. She was here a couple weeks ago. The Brutal Mistress has returned. Mm-hmm. And our newcomer on the show, she's been mentioned several times on air, but has never sat down to drink with us. Welcome to the show, Karen. None other than Brutal Eric's sister, Liquid D's wife, and my friend. And
that's me.
Yeah, so there
general,
we go.
General celebrity.
Yeah, nickname to be determined. Uh-huh. So, as always. All right, well, as I mentioned, it's New Year's Day. This is our first show of 2017. But not everything's going to change. The drinking game is still in effect. So anytime somebody swears, anytime somebody makes a pop culture reference, anytime there's an audible expulsion of gas, whichever end, you take a drink. And anytime the word of the day is said, you take a drink. Ooh, and the word of the day... Oh, we'll do homebrew since we have two homebrewers on the show. We'll just make
sure some drunkomaniacs.
That's ideal. We don't have to play the drinking game.
No, we don't.
It's just for the people at home. So, but we do have one game that we play, don't we?
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Eric. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm talking about none other than Spin the Bottle.
Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Come from dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Come from dial, no. Pound that beer.
Bubble on back. All right, I'm going to spin the bottle. Plus, he was drinking.
Oh, God.
Oh, that is Lucas.
Ooh. Here we go.
All right. Liquid D is going to get
some...
Are you
going to pour it out, or are you going to drink out of the bottle?
Oh, I'm going to do it in a glass. Liquid B. Glass, for sure.
In a glass.
All right.
It'd be tough to do out of a bottle.
You can't drill a hole in the bottle, so it's...
Well, what are we chugging?
Have you ever done the straw?
Looks like we're chugging the Stone IPA here.
It's hard to get the straw long enough.
Which happens to be my favorite IPA, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had this in a while.
All right. Well, we're recording for...
Hey, bottoms up, everybody.
There we go.
Bottoms up. Boop, boop.
Pound that beer. Drinking all night long.
Ooh, yeah.
Not bad at all. All
right. Good
Very
on you.
Very commendable.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Very commendable.
Good job.
Feeling good.
As you should.
All right, now.
Here we go.
Last episode, it was Christmas. So I thought while we're drinking our first beer, we could talk about how our Christmases went, any favorite gifts we may have gotten. Mm. But let's get our first beer here. Oh, yeah, here's our first beer.
What is that?
This is a Christmas gift I got. They are...
The viewers at home can't tell, but...
They can't tell, but we have...
No.
Ooh, are those beer jelly bellies?
We have beer jelly bellies, and we are going to try them.
I think I've had these. They taste like Bud Light.
Everybody's going to get two, so that way...
Bud Light.
You get
that's the only kind of beer I think
a
you
good
could
taste
get.
Here. But these
they
were
smell like beer.
These were a gag, kind of a gag gift.
Oh my god!
That,
they might be a gag gift.
Yeah, might taste like
Freckles picked them up for me. All right,
is this a way for you to spread your germs by making us touch the candy? All of us?
No,
you're trying to infect us.
Yeah.
It is a gag gift.
Kind of tastes.
Did
like
it really
beef.
Taste like beer to you?
No. If that's
like if
a beer,
you lick the bottom of a bar floor is what it tastes like.
If that's a beer, that's no beer I think I would want to drink, though.
Maybe my taste buds are just fucked, because they don't taste that bad to me. They're almost more butterscotchy.
Yeah, they're very butterscotchy.
Yeah, tastes like a bad beer. That's a fault in the beer.
It's diacetyl.
Is that a homebrewing joke?
No.
Actually, it kind of is, I guess.
A joke would be funny.
Well, beer shouldn't taste like butterscotch. Yeah. Diacetyl's the chemical component that causes them to taste like butterscotch.
Yeah, kind of butterscotchy. Yeah. Butterscotchy, buttery, they describe it. Popcorn. Yeah.
All right. Well, our first beer.
Pop that top.
All right. We are going to pour a little
kind of leaves an aftertaste of beer in your mouth.
It does.
Because these are two totally
not good
different
beer either.
Beers.
No, they're the same beer.
They're both the
they
same beer.
The same?
Just different labels.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very confusing.
All right. And you guys can pour that one over there. This is one that that Lucas brought. And these guys are a Chicago brewery, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They are, down on the south side, Mars Brewing Company. And this is their Lumpin' Boogie, which was actually brewed for a radio station down on the south side in Bridgeport called Lumpin' Radio. So it was for a fundraiser. And Karen and I picked up a 12-pack. It came in a boombox cartridge, I guess you could say, or package. It's really cool. But it looks like a boombox. All 12 of the cans were different cans, so different labels.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's a special version of Jungle Boogie, which is one of Karen and I's favorite
Jungle
beers.
Jungle Boogie. Yeah.
So, Lumpin' Boogie is a same beer. It's made with rooibos tea and is a pale ale with rooibos tea.
Jungle Boogie, it actually rooibos. Has
rooibos.
Yeah.
Rooibos tea. Yeah. Rooibos. I would have never got
complex
that.
Malt character.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no description available for the Lumpin' Boogie. So, it's lumpier.
It's the lumpier version.
Yeah, it's the same beer as Jungle Boogie. This was brewed at Burnt City Brewing, though.
Mm.
They contract brewed this to put it in 12-ounce cans because they don't have a 12-ounce canner at Mars Brewing.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting beer.
It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to think about that right there.
It's got some pineapple going on.
It's lumping.
On. It's lumping, yeah.
I love it. It's one of my faves.
Why
don't you marry it?
Now, with this being a wheat beer,
5.5% alcohol. Mm-hmm. Man, my eyes are shot.
Would you go for this over a gumball head?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. I think it has way more flavor than a gumball
head. Yeah, it's got more flavor than a gumball
head. Because you guys are definitely Three Floyds fan kids.
I would say that's true.
For sure. I think everybody at this table is.
Uh-huh.
But yeah,
we generally like Three Floyds.
Gumball head, a lot of people love it. It's just okay for me.
We actually met there last time.
Mm-hmm.
All there at the same time.
And we had the famous beef jerky.
Oh, yes.
Die for beef.
If only we could bring some beef jerky on the show here.
Oh, I've been threatening to take a little Ziploc bag so that way you can throw a bunch in there and bring it home, but I don't think it would last. It tastes fresh. Mm-hmm. Like, not like regular jerky. I don't think it would hold.
We'd be sitting here moaning and groaning.
And they serve it warm.
Yes.
Yeah, the warm
it's so good.
Now, I love jerky, but when did it get so fucking expensive? It didn't used to be $8 for a pack of it when I was a teenager.
A piece no bigger than your hand.
Yeah.
$8. You're like, oh my God, it's just a piece of
Tyler been buying it for a long time.
No, it used to be more reasonable.
You a Jack Links guy?
I don't like Jack Links. It's one of my least favorite because it tastes...
Sasquatchy.
Funny.
Don't mess with Sasquatch.
No, I didn't think that was Jack Links. I thought that was...
No, that's Jack Links. I'm pretty sure it's Jack Links.
Yeah. Commercial with Sasquatch, yeah.
I do love the commercials, though. You know, it almost makes me want to eat it. I think it's too soft. I like jerky to be just a touch.
I don't know. Sometimes you get the Jack Links that are like so chewy it chews your gums up, I've noticed. And it drives me crazy. It's not good.
I'm not in love with it.
Well, I guess I only eat artisanal beef jerky.
Chicago. Yeah. What was that?
Artisanal
one?
Karen over here.
There actually is in Chicago a fantastic freaking jerky place. I can't remember the name of it. It's thin slice. It looks.
Ah, you told us about this. That's right. I forgot what it was.
While you think about that.
Yeah, think about it. Go ahead.
We'll talk about Christmas as we were. My least favorite gift I got for Christmas this year is a cold, which I'm dealing with right now. And
dealing.
An addendum to the drinking game, because I'm not the only one here that's a little under the weather. Anytime somebody coughs or sneezes, we're going to count that as an audible expulsion of something. So that's going to be a drink. But, there you go. One of my my favorite gifts are the two glasses that I'm drinking out of today. My first one, this was a gift from Flannelmouth Tyler when we recorded the Christmas game, Christmas episode. This is a old school Cardinals logo Cooperstown collection pint glass. Oddly enough, did not have a Cardinals pint glass. Had tons of Cardinals glassware, crazy. But not a pint glass. So now I do. And then this, my sister made for me. It is a Drunken Lullabies mug.
That's awesome.
That says the voice on the back. That's so sweet.
Very cool.
Now I can drink properly here in the studio.
Well, you know, I'm gonna just remind everybody that the Cubs won the World Series.
They did.
Just because I can.
That
I'm sitting here,
you were here
Cardinal
last time,
country, yeah. Yeah. Pretty exciting.
Eric,
only
what'd you,
I love you, Lucas.
What'd you get for Christmas?
I'd probably be getting smacked.
Can you tell us? Or is it not fit?
Yeah, probably the turntable. Now I have two turntables and a microphone. One before.
That's where it's at.
Well, you got two.
It is where it's at.
Turntables are what brand? Okay.
You told me yesterday.
I didn't buy it.
That's what I have upstairs.
Huge sigh.
Yeah.
Make excellent examples.
All right, Karen, what'd you get?
I don't know. I got a lot of good stuff, but I think the best thing that I finally got was the shirt that you have.
The brutal truth. That you designed.
I did the logo, and I always see him and Melissa wearing the shirt.
I have one as well.
See? Now I have one. I can join the club, so I'm excited.
Everybody at this table.
I wore mine the last time I went to the Rail House, and the bartender looked up, saw it, and gave me a knowing laugh or chuckle. Yeah, because
awesome.
Somebody
but
other than Eric was wearing one, I guess.
Your brand is spreading.
I am spreading. I'm like herpes.
Yeah,
it's going
herpes.
Viral.
You need to start recording
YouTube videos wearing that t-shirt. Yes. Doing stupid shit.
I actually wanted to do that.
You should get it tattooed on your chest since you're doing most of your chug videos without a shirt on anyway, so you could just get it tattooed on you permanently.
You know, I have an appointment February 1st.
There you go.
All right.
I think Karen just came up with your next tattoo.
Lucas?
With Melissa and Eric sitting here, I got to say all the beer they got for us. We're pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
But I have to give a shout out to my brother. He found me. It's the illustrated guide to the history of beer. And it's like a graphic comic book or a graphic novel,
that's cool.
One of those. And it's got
legit. Awesome.
It's actually legit history of beer. I was flipping through it and there's like the guy who invented the Groot and there's somebody talking about
I am Groot.
I am Groot. No. Somebody talking about like Belgian beers, and there's actually some legitimate history in there, and it's like a comic book. It is really, really cool. I'm looking forward to reading through that.
It's
yeah,
really cool looking.
I don't know where he found that, but it's pretty neat.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I will probably be drinking the beers that Eric and Melissa got for us and reading that book and trying to remember what I read in that book. That's going to be difficult. Yeah.
There's pictures, so it'll be easy
exactly.
for you.
Pictures, yeah. It's about my speed. Yeah. not the strongest reader.
How about you, Brutal Mistress?
I kind of got two, I guess I'd have to say. One was from my husband for some ink that I'm also getting on February 1st.
Cool.
And then my son gave me a picture of all three of my grandsons underneath their Christmas tree.
Aw, I saw awesome. That on yeah. Facebook.
That was... To get all three of them even halfway semi-smiling in the same picture is, like, a miracle. So that he
Very
did
miracle.
That for me is, like, really, really awesome. So
I love he said it took 50, and he got three good ones.
Yeah, he got three good ones out of, like, 50 tries, so...
that happens with kids.
That's kids.
Yeah, especially three boys, so...
I just got a random text from one of my coworkers saying, hey, I'm at Ale Asylum... with some buddies. He's from Wisconsin. He's like, is there anything you want me to bring back for you? I know you've mentioned them before. And that's what I mean. Like, it works that all my friends know I'm the beer podcast guy. And now it's like, I don't have to make the road trip sometimes. It's like, no. They just bring it back to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks, Eric.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. And thank you, Lucas, for bringing this. This is very, very good.
Yeah.
I know I've had at least one or two Mars beers before. They're not a huge name yet on the Chicago brewing scene, which from what I understand, keeps getting a little smaller.
Yeah, a couple breweries just recently closed in the last week. So, Ale Syndicate, not Ale Asylum, Ale Syndicate.
Really
yeah, this is a confusing story, but Ale Syndicate was renting a brewery space up on Diversey in California. Apparently hadn't paid any taxes to the federal TA.
$7 a barrel?
Yeah, so it hadn't paid any taxes in over a year and hasn't had a liquor license in almost a year to actually make beer. And they hadn't paid their rent on this space in almost a year, too. And their landlord was like, you're out of here. So they got evicted from their space. And Arcade Brewing was contract brewing in that same space.
And they got booted.
So now Arcade Brewing's getting booted, and I feel really bad for the guys at Arcade.
Yeah.
I actually learned how to homebrew. I took a homebrew class. Well, Brutal Eric taught me not to homebrew, but I took an all-grain class from Chris, the guy who runs Arcade Brewing, and now Arcade Brewing is defunct.
Oh,
they've completely said, we're closing up shop. We
we're
can't afford it anymore.
Anywhere.
We're done. Yeah.
And it sucks. Like, I didn't really get to try too many of their beers, but
they were pretty good.
Loved their graphic art.
Me too.
All
Video
their bottle
games.
Labels were great.
Cool.
I have an arcade
eight?
Bottle cap
oh,
up there
the
on my beer cap map.
No,
that's
Tallgrass in Manhattan something.
They had the Mega Man Milk Stout.
Yeah, the Mega Milk Stout. They had the Grapefruit IPA that they
that's
did.
That's the one that looks like 8-bit. That's probably your
It does.
Make.
It was like it would look like the watermelon wedge from like Donkey Kong, but it was actually a grapefruit.
We drank one of their beers on the show strictly because the bottle art was done by Menton Williams.
Oh, was it the Graveyard Shift one? The comic book one that they did?
It was I can't remember. It was like Latin or something.
Okay.
But it was a red ale, I believe, and I bought it strictly because they used some of Minton's comic art for the label because he's a Chicago artist.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, cool, I got to drink it. You know, I own three pieces of art of his, so I've got to drink a beer.
Sure, yeah.
They
I mean,
the label,
they did
so.
A cool thing. It was probably the same artist. They had a series of beers. I think it was three or four of them they got to make, and there was actually a comic book on the six-pack holder. And so people were buying those and collecting them because it actually was a comic book story across those six-packs, which was pretty cool.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, Arcade Brewing, unfortunately, is R.I.P. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Arcade.
Yeah. Good guys over
there. Gone but not forgotten. And
exactly.
Who knows, maybe something else will
Chris will land on his feet. He's a good guy. I, like I said, I learned how to do all-grain brewing from him. And
I can't imagine they just You know, you might stop, but you can't give it up.
No.
Stop, drop, shut them down.
Open up shop.
That's the how the Rough Riders roll.
That's right.
All right. Well, Maximo made himself known. If you heard some scratching at the door.
I thought it was the people under the stairs.
I forgot about that movie. Not very scary.
Not very scary.
All right. Well, we're going to...
Disgustingly weird with people under the stairs, but...
Right. Well, it's time for another beer, and I believe... Is this one a homebrew?
This is a homebrew.
It looks like it is.
All right.
Homebrew, huh?
It's now, an SHB.
It's a SHB? What? Shitty homebrew?
Shitty homebrew.
Single hop beer?
And it is single hop.
There we go. See? So it works. Jeff is onto something with that.
You know, when we went down, there wasn't a single one. There was 7 beers on handle. There wasn't a single SHB.
Really?
I was very disappointed.
It happens.
Can I ask what OST even means? Mm. Is that an abbreviation for something? We drank one of those last time.
I didn't get to talk to Jeff when I went down, okay. So I don't really know what the OST stands for, okay. And I don't remember if he explained it on the show.
I'm trying to remember. I think it got touched upon, but I can't remember.
I can't either. But it had multiple hops. We drank some good beer, though. Amarillos and... I can't remember the 3 hops that were in there. I should have stole that little card.
Described all the beers. So what are we drinking right now? This is a Brutal Truth original.
This is basically a chocolate stout.
What's this one called?
Do you have a name?
Is this
in development? It's got a name, surely.
This is making its debut.
It's got a name, Shirley.
Brutal
Truth Shirley.
She names them, I don't know.
Shirley Temple Chocolate Beer.
I didn't come prepared with the name.
Uh-oh. You're really letting me down.
Wait, you didn't write it down in the book?
It is.
She
don't have a book, though.
Their note-taking is as poor as mine.
Your note-taking is terrible.
My note-taking is really bad.
I haven't been writing as much. Because he's been brewing when I haven't been there.
We'll call it his note-taking, an unnamed roasty chocolate delicious damn stout.
It's the Brutal Truth TBD. TBDS.
TBD chocolate stout.
To be determined.
Yes. All right.
It's good.
I wonder if I've claimed it. Maybe I do know what the name of it is.
It's creamy.
Oh, you've registered it as name not available.
You guys, that means you've made too many beers.
Right.
Obviously.
That's like 113, I think.
Wow. Damn.
We haven't named ours either, so we're totally screwed.
It's true.
Like, ours doesn't have a name because we can't think of anything.
Yeah.
We're washed up.
You know, if you think about it, look. They've taken everything good. They've raped every single name there is.
It's true. I
know. Yeah.
That's why I cheated in one I named Dank Sally.
Is that cheating?
Well,
it kind of
stole one from Triptych.
Yeah, Dank meme.
I didn't realize. Yeah. Oh, Dank meme. Yeah.
I stole the Dank, but I like Dank Sally better than Dank.
I like Dank Sally better too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a good beer.
Both delicious.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
Let her rip.
I have a bottle of Dank Sally for a minute at home right now.
Don't hold it in.
No, never hold it in. Better out than in. That's what I always say.
Oh yeah.
And we know Pumanski. Feels the same way about certain things. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the Christmas episode yet.
I have not. No, I have not.
There is.
Did he poop his pants or something?
Tyler and Blake had. Jason was sitting where you are, Karen, and Tyler was here, and Blake where Lucas is, and they were just
fart triangle.
He was in a bad place in the corner there, and. Yeah, I felt sorry.
Too many Hardee's thick burgers on Christmas, I think, right?
Something. Yeah. I don't know what.
Ooh, yeah. That'll get ya.
So, tell us a little bit about the process of this one.
This one is just your standard stout, really, but I put a bunch of cocoa in it.
Like powder?
Yeah.
Where at?
Costco
in
cocoa.
The brew.
I think I put it right there at the end of the boil. I waited, I turned the flame out, and I just threw it in there, and while it was chilling, I let it sit on it, and then it's very cocoa-y.
What do you normally do when you do a chocolate stout? Real chocolate?
I've done different things. I've done cocoa nibs, cacao. Mm.
And then
cacao!
And you can just melt chocolate, like dark, no, non-sweetened. You can just throw that right in there.
That's what I did, which I think there's another beer we're going to have later in this episode that... does have some chocolate in it. Yeah, sneak preview. Which is also TBD. We don't have a name for that one either.
Damn it.
Too many TBDs.
Us homebrewers suck at naming beers.
They're not around long enough to even care.
Are you Brutal Sister?
I guess.
She's also the co-founder of Drinkwell Brewing. She's the lead art director of Drinkwell Brewing.
Which I've never designed cool. a thing
get,
for.
Do you get paid for that?
No.
But if I hired you, Eric, I would, because wage equality, who cares? Oh, yeah, wait, I forgot. The voice says we don't talk about politics. My bad.
I mean, it happens sometimes. It's just not a huge, huge topic that we...
What is politics?
So you just be quiet.
Jeopardy?
Teenage politics. It's too confusing.
Maximo.
Yeah, Maximo...
Maximo's just loving all the attention.
He is. Now. He's been a very needy little bitch this weekend. We were afraid he was starting to get sick again because he... It's just been like,
hey buddy,
glues himself, and aww. It's like, dude, what's going on? Are you starting to not feel good again? Because we really don't want a lot of vet bills. Brianna doesn't want a lot more vet bills, and
vet bills suck.
They do.
They really do.
I know how it goes.
Yes,
you can get them on insurance, pet insurance.
Pet insurance is so expensive.
It's not a ripoff.
She signed up for it.
Oh no, it exists.
It exists. It depending on your animal, sometimes it's very expensive. But I mean, if your animal gets sick, it's totally worth it.
If you get like a puppy or a kitty, they're like, yeah, we'll insure that one. But
yeah,
if you want to insure your 20-year-old cat, they're going to be like, man, that sucker's on its last leg.
Yeah, and they charge you $10,000 a year. Insurance? I don't think you can get life insurance on them. That'd be cool, though.
That would be.
Some sick bastard would probably try to profit. Well, they would do life insurance. They would
and then just sue them.
They'd start killing their pets to make money off of the life insurance. Which is pretty
sick. Eric already volunteered to smother him.
Oh wow!
For Brianna, if it ever came to that.
I'm hard. That's all. I'm not saying I would like it. I can make it through it. You know.
So that's what tattoo you're gonna get. You're gonna be. It's going to be a portrait of brutal Eric smothering puppies.
Oh, God.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll put him in a pillowcase with some rocks. I don't give a shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm the bad one.
Just look for me on the McCluggage Bridge.
This took an ugly turn.
Well, yeah, wow. I think now
I do love animals. I swear, I love animals.
I love to eat them.
We can find out who our band of the week is.
There we go.
All right, our band of the week is called the Young and Heartless.
So they like killing animals too. Maybe.
Possibly.
Oh, come on! Have you ever ate a burger or a steak?
I have.
They may be hunters.
Somebody killed that cow.
So the Young and Heartless—they're from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Their biography says they were conceived in 2011, which makes them very talented for such
young
5-year-olds.
Yeah, damn.
They solidified their lineup the next year, and the lineup consists of Jeremy on vocals and guitar.
Jeremy Spool.
No, not that Jeremy. Jeremy Henniger. Brian on guitar, Jake on drums, and Britton on bass. And the quartet have spent countless
months on bass
on the road, touring
only 4 strings
throughout the continent. And
it's a lot of mates on bass.
Yes, and they've got a few releases. They had a couple EPs come out in 2012 and 13. Their first full length, "The Pull of Gravity," I believe, was self released in 2014, and then re released once they signed to Hopeless Records. And they have a newer album that came out earlier in the year, and it's called Stay Away on Hopeless Records, and we're going to play a couple songs from the Young and Heartless off of that album today. The first one is called Fevers, which thankfully I didn't get. I just got a fucking cold. So here is the Young and Heartless with Fevers on Drunken Lullabies.
Hey.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever noticed that that's what I always say after every song?
Weird.
Where are we coming back from, I wonder?
Where did we go?
Because I kind of feel like I may have entered another dimension.
We do. Like, we meet on another plane, mm-hmm. and we enjoy the music, and then, like, Doctor Strange.
So we're at the Couch Pilots.
Yeah.
I mean, that I like that song, but it wasn't quite psychedelic enough.
It's not very psychedelic. Yeah. They're
a good song.
Yeah, just alternative rock. It's good shit.
I really liked it.
And I'm going to pour
another beer.
That sounded nice.
Oh,
I tried.
I hear the carb on that.
I mean, I poured this growler 3 days ago.
Now,
carb's keeping.
I sacrificed. I gave myself a lot of head for the sound effect.
You know, I like to give myself a lot of head, too. If I could.
I've tried.
We both know that Biermanski said for Christmas he would have given himself the ability to self-suck.
He did say that.
I agreed with him.
What would that involve? Removing a rib?
At least maybe two.
Yeah. Maybe two ribs. Yeah.
And then you're going to have to learn
like
to
that urban
very
legend with Marilyn Manson.
Yes, yeah. Supposedly
he did that.
Brian Warner supposedly removed a rib so he could blow himself.
With it being
Marilyn Manson, his real name was Brian Warner. Yeah.
That's his real name?
From Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From Wonder Years.
No, yeah, it was not Paul. Everybody said that. And I'm like, his name's Josh Saviano. It says it right in the credits. There you go.
Ooh, wow.
Nice song.
What did everybody's, what was everybody's New Year's resolutions?
Oh.
Ooh. my New Year's resolution is to just drink more beer.
Okay, that's always a good one.
Yeah, it might be a problem because I already drink a lot of beer already.
I think I'm going to quit drinking whiskey before podcasts.
It happens.
Other than that, though, I think it's all good.
That made for a good episode.
Not really.
I personally enjoyed it. I laughed a lot.
It was a few weeks ago. Uh-huh. You can find it on the archives.
I enjoyed it.
I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the title.
I can find that real quick.
Oh, it was something I said.
It was Heaven in Your Mouth.
Heaven in Your Mouth.
Heaven in Your Mouth. There we go. Came out December 18th, a couple weeks ago.
If you want a little heaven in your mouth.
You know what heaven in your mouth is.
Open up and say, ah.
Heaven in your mouth is self-fellatio.
And we're back to that again.
Uh-huh, there we are. I had to tie it back. You know, I had to tie that back.
You got to think about the finish.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Do you really want to finish yourself that way?
You got to come hard in the paint.
Happy ending?
Anyway. Wow, yeah.
So tell us about this homebrew, Lucas.
So, this homebrew has a happy ending in it. I'm kidding.
I just drank this.
So this homebrew is supposed to be like a founder's breakfast stuff. Secret ingredient. Semen. Yeah. Lots and lots of jizz. That's how it's got such a great head.
I know. Marge Simpson always said the secret ingredient was salt. You took that a step further, my friend.
I did.
That's a natural source of salt.
Uh-huh.
It is. Sea salt. It might be, you could make sea salt.
When you say sea salt, just because you've seen it, it didn't come from the sea.
That's true. Good point.
So why do they call it semen?
These are the things that keep us up at night.
So this homebrew is supposed to be a Founder's Breakfast Stout clone.
Okay,
I did not use the same coffee that they use in Founder's Breakfast Stout, but...
What coffee did you use?
I used a...
Folgers Crystals?
No, it wasn't Folgers Crystals. I classed it up. I used like Aldi brand coffee.
No.
The best part of waking up is
Folgers in your cup. It's true.
I think it's in your cup now.
So it's Dark Matter coffee out of Chicago, and it's actually their...
They use them in a lot of beers. Yeah, a lot of good beers. Mastodon.
That's what coffee is in here.
Okay.
It's Crack the Sky blend of coffee.
Well, fuck Mastodon.
Which I kegged this beer the week that Three Floyds released that beer with the same coffee in it. And I was like, those fuckers stole my coffee. And I wanted to get a bottle of it to compare.
Drink well,
I couldn't get a bottle.
It's a drink war.
It's a drink well war on Three Floyds.
Maybe that's what this should be called.
Drink well war?
No,
oh, that's
drink
not bad.
War.
You
drink
should
war,
just go in there with a bottle of it, smash it on the floor in rebellion.
What's up now?
Yeah.
Huh?
Dark Lord ain't
come
shit.
Correct. Yeah.
But there's a lot of coffee in this. There's ground coffee in it at flame out. So right at the end of my boil, I put some coffee in there. And then there's also some cold brewed coffee in there. And then there's two types of chocolate. There's actually like 60% cacao nibs in there.
Cacao.
Yeah, cacao!
Should have made that the word of the day.
Really
God
should
damn
have.
It. Damn it.
Homebrew.
Homebrewer.
Homebrew.
Homebrew. Homebrew. Homebrew. Cacao. Homebrew.
Homebrew. So, and then there's some other chocolate. I can't remember what type of chocolate it was. It was like semi-sweet baker's chocolate or something.
I'll be perfectly frank with you.
Mm-hmm. Sexual chocolate.
I taste one thing in this beer.
Coffee.
It's coffee.
It's very one-dimensional.
It's coffee.
I'm not sure that you put anything else in the brew. I think you're lying.
You just took
water and you boiled it for 60 minutes and you threw coffee in at the end and said, this is coffee stout.
Well, I was going for...
You suckered me, man. I'm buying it.
I wanted a coffee stout and that's what I got here.
See, and I'm amazing. Not a coffee guy. And,
oh, yeah.
And I will admit, my palate is a bit messed up right now because of my illness. Diabetes. But,
got the diabetes?
It's good. I feel like I need, I'm gonna drink half of my pint glass, and I'm gonna let it sit.
Yep.
I'm gonna let it warm up, and I'm gonna revisit it later on, and see if I get a little...
There was some chocolate.
Yeah. As it warms up, the coffee starts to fade a little bit, I've noticed.
Okay.
The coffee's honestly starting to fade. I just kegged this 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
The coffee's already starting to go towards the background.
And turn into pepper.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to finish this keg quick.
It was a dinosaur in my belly.
It was a queef belch.
A queef belch. Whoa. Damn.
Oh, man. That was my fantasy football team.
Queef belch?
Yeah.
Queef belch?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
Does anybody else play fantasy sports?
I do. I play fantasy.
I just won my football league.
Hey, cheers to that.
Well, so I get $175 now. Right on. Defeated my cousin. So the Golden Johnsons.
The Golden Johnsons.
Are the winners. When you have two people named Johnson on your team and Golden Tate. I already called one of my teams Golden Taints. So I went with the Golden Johnsons. It's gold.
Oh, it's gold. I think my favorite fantasy football name I've ever seen was a league I was in a couple years ago. Somebody had, I forget who it was, but their team name was Pig Bennis. And I was like, I kind of like that. Pig Penis or, mm-hmm. or Pig Bennis. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Big Penis.
You yeah, mean. Or Big Penis, yeah. Yeah.
Pig Bennis.
Yeah, I chugged a beer at the start.
I think my favorite was Just the Tip. I don't know
just
why.
Just the Tip, somebody yeah. That, somebody named their team Just the tip. That was a good one, too. Yeah.
People are weird.
The Gronk Donkadonks are one of my other teams.
The Gronk Donkadonks.
I have a fantasy baseball team that has been called the Taint Punchers for the past 6 years. I just keep that name.
Keep punching it in?
Keep punching. And then
keep punching.
Camel Toe and the Gunts was my fantasy hockey team. Nice. But,
Camel Toe and the Gunts?
Camel Toe and the Gunts.
It's a good one.
It's like a R&B group.
Yeah. See, my name is Ditka's Mustache.
Okay.
I like that one. I'm always Ditka's Mustache, yeah.
That's very peculiar.
Mm-hmm. It is peculiar. How well, you're peculiar. Not from Chicago.
Neither are you.
But I live there.
Maybe you don't remember, but you were born in the same place sure, I was.
I was. Good old Pekin Hospital. Ditka's Mustache holds a special place in Chicago. Yeah.
In your heart?
In my heart. Even though when I was 3 years old when the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Holy crap.
And I don't think I was a Bears fan.
It happened.
I was embarrassed.
I remember getting some of the trading cards from McDonald's.
Mm.
They were like a Polaroid. Cool. They were not trading card size, very and cool. They were on a sheet, and you had to tear them off. So they weren't even like smooth edges.
Yeah.
You can't annoying. Keep these in mint condition.
No. Damn you, McDonald's.
Otis Wilson. I had that one. I remember.
I don't remember.
I did not have the punky QB known as McMahon.
That year makes a big difference, Karen.
Refrigerator okay. Perry.
Yep.
I remember.
Former Marigold Festival. Remember.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that.
Guest of Honor.
Yep. I do there. Remember that.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah. too.
There were some other Bears. Oh, man, I forget the guy's name. He was huge. He was a linebacker. They came to, like, the Pekin Holiday Tournament. I was probably in junior high. But they all came to the Pekin Holiday Tournament to, like, sign autographs. And I
Brian
remember,
Urlacher.
It wasn't Brian Urlacher. But I remember my mom pointed out that they were all wearing clear nail polish on their fingernails. And my mom's like, why the hell would a football player wear clear nail polish?
It's odd that she noticed.
And it's
that.
Weird, yeah. I was going to say, I think it's more weird that she
give me
noticed.
Some of that hard candy right there.
Right? I found it real strange.
Yeah. I don't know. They're a weird bunch,
They're
guess.
A weird bunch, yeah.
All right, well, speaking of other weird bunches, why don't we listen to a... A plug from one of the other shows here on the FCF Network. This one, I'm not sure when the last episode came out, but it is still a show. It's still doing well. I'm talking about Sex with Heather here on the FCF Network. Everybody will be dancing and
we'll feeling it right. Everybody it can be exciting to start new relationships. Everybody the ins and outs of getting to know each other, the inside jokes you create, and the frank and honest conversations about anything and everything. I, Heather, am beginning a new relationship with Heather, a Kaluna shrub that grows in Europe and Asia Minor. She's a wildflower with a roaming spirit and a tough exterior. I thought, what better way to get to know my new shrubbery than to discuss the ins and outs of sex? We'll be taking a look at each other and laughing about how funny scrotums look, peppering it with facts and friendship. Sex with Heather will be coming on Wednesdays, only at FCFnetwork.com.
And we're back. That was Sex with Heather. It was a quickie. All right.
And what a wild dimension we came back from.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm freaking out.
Whoa.
Freaking out. Ooh.
That looks like blueberry juice.
Wow. Oh, it does. Well, that's weird. That. Yeah.
It's goo berry juice.
Well, this next beer that we are drinking is a familiar brewery, but it's a beer we have not featured. I'm referring to Narrow Gauge. This is the first crowler of theirs I have had because, Eric, when we were down there, they were launching the crowler fills the following week.
We saw the empty cans.
We saw the cans.
Oh, man.
But I had to get the bottles, so...
One of them is amazing.
My God.
Jeff?
I want to kiss him.
Yeah.
He wasn't there when I was down there.
Kiss him.
I would have kissed him.
Jeff is a good dude.
Great
dudes, you know,
man.
If it meant I got a free crawler, I would definitely kiss him on the lips. I'm not really a homophobe.
My. Reach around.
Whatever.
Maybe. Yeah, whatever it
takes. That would probably take more than one crawler, though. I'm just saying, I mean, you're asking a lot.
That's true. A reach around would probably require at least two crawlers.
I'm thinking a pony.
Maybe a pony, sure.
Genuine stuff?
No, a pony cake.
Oh, okay.
Let's
get Karen a little bit. Oh, and the Brutal Mistress is very low.
Sorry.
You guys kill that.
I already drank some.
Good, I like it.
It's really good.
Oh, man, that is good. So there's not actually blueberries in this?
No, I think there is. Look at it. I mean, come on.
There has to be.
I think you just took Hobby Meal and racked it on the blueberries. Because look at it. I mean, that is freaking
And it's 6.6%.
Oh, man.
It's actually 6.6.
Blueberries of the beast.
Blueberries of the beast.
Fuck. Like, this is the type of beer you drink as a home brewer, and you just get depressed. Home brewer.
Homebrew?
What's homebrew?
In Pekin, it means multiple things.
Okay. That's true. Yeah. But, I mean, it's...
To answer your question, Lucas... This is an APA with a 26 pounds of blueberries added during fermentation.
Wow.
It is dry hop
barrels
with Simcoe and Mosaic.
So there's a shitload of blueberries in there.
I mean, there's 126 pounds. Yeah.
I associate Simcoe with cat piss, and this does not have a cat pissy smell.
No.
See, I get the cat pissy out of Citra. I get cat pissy.
Really? I do too. Yeah. Citra.
It depends on the beer. I will say I've had a couple where it's like, I really like Citra, but this isn't...
Simcoe, for sure, but...
And then isn't there one, the Sriracha Ace? Isn't that supposed to be pissy, too?
Sriracha Ace is a little pissy, but it actually has, like, a grape rind. Like it's grapey. It's kind of
grape, not grapefruit?
Yeah, grape. Yeah.
I didn't know that a grape had a rind.
Yeah, it's a little skin. Grape skin. Yeah. Grape
must. Yeah, whenever surgeons are in school, they have to learn how to sew that back on. They cut that on the skin of a grape, and they have to sew it back on.
Musty because I'm moist.
Oh, my God.
It's awfully moist and musty.
Maybe that should have been the word of the day.
I don't even know.
That's how it becomes dank is when it's moist and musty.
Dang, yeah. That's dank, bro.
Oh, that's dank.
Dank, bro.
Or dank.
You ever been in a men's locker room?
I have, yeah.
Have you ever heard a beer described that way?
Hi. No, but I've described beers.
Cheesy. I think it was on your show.
Smells like a balloon?
Was it that episode?
Like
you were in a hotel room doing a show
episode,
with a band, and one of the guys said it smelled. I forgot it.
Like a gym
like
locker?
Yes.
A locker.
He says it smelled. He didn't like any of the craft beer.
Oh, that would have been Chris. The
none
drummer.
Of it.
Careful now.
Yeah.
I've described beers as like smelling like a gym sock before.
And I think that's exactly what he said.
A sweaty sock that just came off someone's foot.
See, so he didn't like craft beer, but he knew that's exactly what it smelled like.
That's impressive. I mean, he's picking up some good
right away
flavor profiles.
Yeah,
the Band-Aid though. I mean, Band-Aid means your water was over chlorinated.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've never tasted a beer that tastes like a Band-Aid.
I've smelled a beer that smells like a Band-Aid.
Have you ever tasted a Band-Aid that tasted like a beer?
No, but I guess I never tasted a Band-Aid.
But we had some jelly beans that were supposed to taste like beer, and they
tasted
like
butterscotch.
Yeah.
It tasted like diacetyl.
Yeah. They did. Diacetyl.
Something definitely went wrong with that beer.
Did we get everybody else's New Year's resolutions? You just said you wanted to drink
beer. I just want to drink more beer.
I don't have a resolution, because... Just gonna die anyway. So.
This year?
Jesus.
But maybe.
This party just died.
Lucas.
Yeah.
Man.
So
well, what's there to resolve? You know?
What do you. You're not gonna
He's like, I'm fucking
anything?
Perfect. I got nothing to resolve, pal.
Man.
Fuck you.
God. Well, this is the first and last time Karen will be on Drunken Lullabies.
No,
I'm
going to
go
we'll
cry in a corner.
We'll have her on as many times as we can while she's
Before
still with
she
us.
Before she dies, yeah.
To be death, to
Damn.
Be determined.
Good God, that's
well,
dark.
George Michael died yesterday. You just never know.
George Michael died about a week ago.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we, it's sorry, true. I lost track of time.
Yep.
It was like his yesterday. Last Christmas. It was.
Oh, my
and if
God.
He had a heart attack.
Ouch.
His details of his death had been undetermined as of when I last read anything. Yeah. So. Yeah.
George Michael.
I hate them for people with two first names.
Yeah, me too. Actually.
Andrew Ridgely, still alive. No one cares.
Yeah, it's he's true. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The other guy in Wham.
He's, I don't even know who he is. I had no idea who you're talking about.
He's Wham's sidecar.
Yeah. he's the Marty Jannetty of Wham.
The Marty Jannetty.
Who's Marty Jannetty?
Exactly.
Yeah. You're not supposed to know.
Me and Shawn Michaels is.
Who?
HBK?
Yeah.
I knew who that was because of you.
Yeah, there's a car. I think I said this on the last podcast, maybe.
His autograph is right up there.
There's a car that parks outside our house. It's a company called HBK Engineering.
Yeah.
And it's like a company car, and every time we walk by it, I always say to Karen, I'm like, Heartbreak Kid Engineering! And she's like, you're such a dork. Like, I love the Heartbreak Kid.
I'm a boy toy. I'm a sexy boy.
And he's an engineer, apparently.
Yeah. Toot, toot.
I don't think it's that type of engineer. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm just picturing Shawn Michaels
right wearing that way, funny little hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The striped
that's
hat.
A great hat. It's not a funny hat.
Really? You like that? You like
I like
an
any
hat?
Hat that's not a baseball cap.
Really?
Well, I've got like 100 baseball caps. Yeah. I like the odd hats. Okay.
Now you're making me feel self-conscious because I have a baseball cap.
Well, you should be hat.
It's a hockey hat.
The Red Wing kind of makes it okay.
Still cap, yeah.
Because I do love Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a baseball hat.
You know, you're not really negative enough to be that guy, though.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. You are sick today, though, so, hey, I mean, it's almost fitting.
When Cameron was in Egypt's land, let my Cameron go. You're not sick, you just don't have anything better to do.
I just watched that again recently.
That's one of my favorites. Rest in peace, John Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
George Michael.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, R.I.P. George Michael.
Yeah, George Michael, too.
And Prince.
Would be nice.
And David Bowie.
He wanted our sex.
He did want our sex.
If I could touch your body.
Yeah. You know, last night, well, you know, a week ago on Christmas night when we found out that George Michael died, my mom said, well, you know, he lived a pretty full life. He was a bit of a wild man. And I said, well, he did masturbate in a public restroom. Like, he lived life to
in a rest stop, yeah.
Wow. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. Don't judge.
Sure. Yeah.
How old was he?
He was in his 50s.
50-something.
I'm just thinking maybe that is a good idea, you know? You just feel like pulling over at a restaurant, rubbing one out,
why
you
not?
Know?
Yeah. Why
clear
not?
Your head, keep your eyes on the road.
I was thinking about clearing my balls.
You wouldn't prefer
it's like you're gonna sneeze, you know? You're all congested.
You wouldn't prefer to do it in your car?
No, it could go somewhere. Haven't you ever seen something about Mary? You could lose it.
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
But we learned that it makes great hair gel.
Hair gel.
Or a flavor in homebrew.
Mm. Yes. Which, you know, I've let it warm a little, so let's...
I know that was gross.
Let's see if I
there's
get
not actually semen in my homebrew.
Thank God.
They were sea people.
Yeah.
Let's be politically correct.
Yeah.
That's what the chef really told me it was movie? Sea people.
There's a lot of bad movies.
It was like all the kids in high school, and then somebody was getting head in the beginning, and like they jizzed into a beer.
American Pie.
Yeah, yes. American Pie. Yes.
I and think a dude,
that was yeah. disgusting.
You may have seen that in the theater with me.
I think I did.
It was
yeah.
it was a group
me,
of
and
us,
Andy,
and what was
Justin,
funny
yeah.
is Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
And some of
there.
The other
I
teachers from high school were a few rows behind us, and
yep.
were like,
not
what?
Awkward at all.
Yeah. Yep, ew. I was there. I remember.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr.
Good
Wilson.
Times.
Good times. Very good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward watching
yeah, when you go
like
to school
American
and actually,
Pie with your high school teachers.
Remember that time she talked about fucking herself with her flute? Yeah, that's funny.
I love band camp.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have young teachers that are still, you know,
people.
Doing their thing in their, yeah, they're still people.
They're people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get young teachers.
That's because we're old.
It's like every teacher I had was 60 years old.
Yeah, I think it was because they all died, and then when we came in,
they were near death.
We had one young teacher, I might have pushed a few over the edge. He made his, I think, way through the ladies. We're not really sure.
Like, through the students or the teachers?
Oh.
Maybe a little
bit
of both.
Coach Davis? Yes.
Yeah, he impregnated Amy Bowles.
I think Amy Bowles, yeah.
Like, class president or student council president.
Head cheerleader.
She may have had
a baby. That's how you get the job as head cheerleader.
We're airing all the dirty laundry at Pekin High 15, 20 years later.
Legal disclaimer, Drunken Lullabies does not confirm that any of these stories are true, and therefore is not responsible for any rumor spread about anyone.
No, I totally remember that, though. Like, freshman year, it's like, yeah, that coach, like, totally got her pregnant.
Yeah.
It's like, that's messed up.
It is messed up.
And I remember Tammy.
Yeah. He still has a job.
Yeah, he kept his job.
A driver's
ed teacher. You know.
And she said that sometimes he would have them drive by Amy's house so that he could grab, like, his shoes or his jacket that he left over there the night
before. He was grabbing a handful of vagina.
Who knows? But I was like, that's weird. I mean, they were, like, actually together. It wasn't like he just, like,
well, there should only be one handful, right?
There was a, should only be, but it depends, you know, if they had the, what was it, a labia girdle? I mean, at that point, you might need two hands to hold the girdle, one to hold the labia. There was a coach unnamed that did driver's ed. We'd always have to stop by his house for a minute.
Yeah, what the hell?
That's who I was thinking.
And he'd go inside and come out a little more red-eyed and get back in and jump in and ride with us.
Do you remember his name?
Oh, we do, but I'm not sure I want to incriminate because it's very possible that one of his co-workers, Shemansky's father,
could be
listening to this show and would bust him out. And I don't want to be the reason he gets busted out, but his name was Coach B.
Ah, okay, all right.
Really? He was mine, too?
Again, legal disclaimer. Drunk.
I don't know.
But that was the same name
that he had, too.
Just stop by your house, you know.
B's are easy. Homebrew!
Oh, my.
This got weird.
Shermansky. I was waiting to see how long it would take. If you picked, like, the hour mark for that, you win the lottery for the Shermansky.
Shermansky. Is that what they call an Easter egg?
A Shermansky?
Well, a whispered message during a podcast.
I don't know. Like, we just... We have our references, and we like new listeners, and we should probably try to avoid having too many of them. But
new listeners, also, or
fuck new listeners.
We like the long time Drunkomaniacs who have been with us and listen every week to get the little like nod, like I know what they're talking about. I get that reference. Yeah. It's only 2 weeks ago. Just go back and listen 2 weeks ago. You can be in on the joke too.
Well, shame on you if you haven't listened to every episode. How do
you
go back? Episode.
You got, like, a time machine?
It's really weird. That's like, you open it on iTunes, and, like, all the episodes appear.
Stop it.
And what you can do, just hit download all, and...
Or subscribe.
Or subscribe. You should do that as well.
I'm a subscriber.
And just get them all.
I was being facetious. I was like forcing Pokemon. You to explain to the new newbies. Listener that may only
and,
be
and, you
maybe
know
11 or 12 and I just now getting into the show.
11 or 12, getting into beer.
You're welcome. And all you new listeners on your way to becoming full-fledged Drunkomaniacs, leave us reviews on iTunes. It helps spread the word, tell your friends that you think we'll enjoy the show. If you're local and you don't actually know me, send us a message on Facebook. Hambone, who was on last week and has become part of the inner circle already, he was a complete stranger months ago. He was just somebody who listened to the show.
He was completely strange.
And he reached out, and now he's jumped on our little drunken bandwagon and is bringing great beer. So I'm happy to have him along for the ride.
I want to provide some tech support, too. If you're having trouble downloading the Drunken Lullabies episodes and say your computer's too slow or something's not working, I've heard if you rehook up your flux capacitor, You can go back in time.
1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah, but yeah, and you have to go a certain speed. I believe it's.
Don't you have to have one of those like exercise bikes and be riding it really, really fast?
It's not. It's not a DeLorean. It's an exercise bike.
Our friends, the Huntingtons, wrote some songs about
quite wild
about Back to the Future.
It's quite
wild. All right, second mention of them this episode. So you're welcome, guys. Check out the Huntingtons.
You new listeners should go listen to the Huntingtons.
Yep. All right. Well,
and drink some homebrew.
What we're going to let our listeners do now is listen to another song from the Young and Heartless. But first.
But first.
Hashtag but first. Another great episode. we're going to.
But first.
I like the F word.
That was a good one, too. I talked to Brian from the band about some favorite beers that they, you know. We usually try to get a hold of the bands, be like, hey, what do you guys like drinking? Because 9 times out of 10, the bands like drinking.
No.
Occasionally, you'll get a band like, no, we don't drink.
Musicians like to drink.
Or we just drink hard alcohol. We don't drink beer.
Because that's like, they don't drink, well, they use.
That's all good. But I talked to Brian, and he said, living in central Pennsylvania, we're actually quite close to a couple different breweries that come out with some great beers. Such as, I'm guessing it's pronounced Trogs or Trays.
Trogs.
Okay.
Yep, I've had a few of their beers.
From Hershey, Pennsylvania, Appalachian Brewing Company, based out of Harrisburg, and Molly Pitcher Brewery, which is based right in our backyard of Carlisle, PA. I myself enjoy a good IPA. Good on you, Brian. And Jeremy is a fan of stouts and porters.
Nice.
So he's more beer man.
He would probably like a couple of the home brews.
Nevertheless, you know, they try to check out beers when they're on the road and whatnot, but those are some of their favorites. So if you're from the Pennsylvania area, make sure you check out some of those. Check out Young and Heartless. And the next song, it's called Punch Drunk.
Hey!
I figured it's appropriate. They just released a video for it a few weeks ago.
It's a good one.
So we're going to play that right now, and we're going to finish some beers, and we'll be right back and drink some more with you guys. But first, here's the Young and the Heartless on Drunken Lullabies.
We're much more shy than we were last year. So young and naive. Scared of death, we weren't scared at all. We hadn't thought we'd lose our memories if we got lost inside. I think my life is disappearing now. I think my life is disappearing. I can't find where
I'm not afraid to
And we're back. And guess what? We got more beer to drink.
Damn.
Shocker. This is one that, surprisingly enough, we did not drink on the New Glarus episode that we did with Brutal Eric, your first appearance, the F word. Yeah. It is the number one episode, correct?
Yeah,
the number one episode.
Yes. I was going to say, I thought it was the number one.
It was, yes.
So this is one surprisingly enough, we didn't drink this one. This is the Serendipity, which is a fantastic movie starring John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale about just happenstance love. It's sweet.
The beer's better than the movie.
I think I'm going to puke.
He bolded.
My God.
All right. Yeah. So, severe drought. We shared the farmer's horrors. Wisconsin's cherry crop failed. Dan bought what cherries he could. The apple crop fared better. Then joy. Grand Wisconsin cranberry harvest. What will Dan brew with apples, cranberries, and cherries? Oh, my. You hold the happy accident of Wisconsin's favorite fruit aged in oak with an almost magical wild fermentation. Serendipity is a wondrous celebration that sparkles your senses and dances across your palate. A kaleidoscope of flavor discovered by accident in a sour ale.
Fucking delicious, but I get no oak.
Yeah.
It's 4%.
Yeah, it's very low alcohol. But
which is good.
This beer is so good. I just wonder how the hell they made it.
So good.
Yeah. So good. So good.
Huh? Delayed reaction.
That was the echo.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Guys.
Echo.
Okay, yeah. And when did the Red Sox, lay claim to Neil Diamond?
Yeah, I agree. What the fuck?
Like, Sweet Caroline's only your song?
Yeah.
No.
Nobody wants that song anyway, so they can have it.
What's wrong with Neil Diamond?
That was a high five right there.
That was a weak high five, but yeah, it was.
Sweet.
I think he's of the female persuasion.
But it's wild fermented. They just don't put lacto in
it. I get the wild. I do like it, but I can tell it doesn't have the lacto and all that.
Oh, yeah, it makes it so much better.
Now, Eric, you are anti-Brett.
Me too!
You know, I'm not completely anti-Brett because...
Oh, you're leaving hanging.
Well,
you drink it first.
I have a nephew. I have a nephew named Brett, and we have a big pound of chocolate at the house because of him, so we can't hate him. I don't like Brettomyces.
Brettonomyces.
Yeah, me either.
You're lactose.
I love lactose, and I like pedio. I like all...
What?
Yeah. And I don't mind... And I don't mind Brett, pedio, and lacto. But you can't just do bread alone. Bread alone tastes like something's fucking wrong with the beer.
You know what? In the Bible it says man cannot live by bread alone.
See?
I think it does. Psalm 69.
Oh, you keep saying that.
That's a ministry.
It is. I know. That's
why. They're from Chicago. Yes.
Pop culture reference.
Al Jorgensen.
I think
you're
that's a drink.
Verse 16.
Homebrew.
I hate anything wild fermented.
But you like this.
But this is good. Because it doesn't have the weird
because it tastes
stuff.
Clean and not like butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You doesn't get no butthole
like,
flavor from the wild.
Like
no
butthole in the wild.
I don't know if I've ever had a butthole beer.
Some of them wild ones.
I've had a couple wild.
I've
had a couple wild ones that are
I had a
wild.
Bacon beer once.
That was disgusting.
Like 3 years ago, gross. I bought it on a whim. I went to Benny's. I wasn't part of the group. Didn't know anything about beer. Gross. I'm just walking down the aisle. I seen this bacon beer. I thought, how could that be bad? Oh, it was bad.
It almost seemed like they put
raw bacon in the beer, and it was just totally rotten. It tasted awful.
This is scrumdiddlyumptious.
It's very good.
I've never had better beer, I don't think, fruit-wise. Yeah. Well, that strawberry rhubarb is really good.
It's coming back.
I like their cherry one. Did you guys drink
Belgian,
the cherry one?
Belgian Red.
Wisconsin Belgian Red.
The Belgian Red is amazing, too.
We did drink that on that episode.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
And that one is really good.
I like this better.
That's strawberry rhubarb.
Yeah. Strawberry rhubarb was the pick of the week, that show, if I remember correctly.
It should be.
Yeah, you know, I'll make a comment. People hold New Glarus way up here. For all you listeners,
but the thing is,
I'm holding my hand above everyone.
Quite high.
Even me.
And I would say their beers are very consistently good. They're not amazing, but these fruit beers, I think,
fruit
is what...
The fruit beers are really where it's good. At. Yeah. But those are this the ones is... that people don't talk about. They
Nobody
always
knows
talk about
them. Yeah, they talk about cow. I'm stupid. Yeah.
Okay.
I love Browning right now.
Yeah, yeah. Fat Squirrel's fat really squirrel. Good, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they don't make it anymore.
Oh, they stopped
fat
making
Fat Squirrel. Is out of production.
When I hear Spotted Cow, I think
they do Stupid Moon Man and Spotted Cow.
Yeah.
And Peoria.
Totally.
They have Italian beef.
I have a friend. A salesman gives me... He brings me down. He's brought me a case of Spotted Cow. I gave the last 12 pack away.
You just give it away.
I can't stand it.
I don't
it.
Really like it anymore. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I tried to chug two of them in a row. I put two in a big glass, yeah. like the glasses we got from the Revolution Oktoberfest. So I filled that up. I got like a beer and a quarter in, and I almost threw up.
Yeah.
It was that bad. There's something awful flavored in it. It is just not good.
You know, they just released a it's Spotted Cow Grand Cru.
And where they just pour everything into one glass?
No.
Is that what
suicide.
A Grand Cru is? Yeah, it's like
but a Grand Cru can be that. But I think that's more of a cuvee. A cuvee is like a blend.
No, that's his girlfriend.
No, that's,
yeah,
that's
or a cuvee. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. That's Freckles. So the Spotted Cow Grand Cru,
she's
it's
a
double Spotted Cow. It's like 9.5%.
And I would drink it.
And people are like hunting it down in Wisconsin, like bringing it in Illinois right now.
Wisconsin.
Is there any beer you wouldn't drink?
I've yet to try.
That I wouldn't drink?
Bud Light?
You guys going to say anything made by Budweiser?
Hey,
you
drank
Bourbon County
stuff. Bourbon County.
It's not made by Budweiser. They just own the company that happens to make
it. Is it Beechwood aged?
No.
Is it brewed with rice?
No.
Are there Clydesdales involved?
Probably.
Do you smother them with a pillow?
That horse.
I don't think I would just smother a Clydesdale with a pillow.
I'm pretty sure that Clydesdale would kick you in the face.
I have to reach up to grab its face.
They're beautiful.
And I'm huge.
Half their necks, they're huge. They're beautiful.
Excuse me?
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful, but they're so big.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're bigger than you, and there's not many things bigger than you.
Hello.
You know, I'd like to get maybe a tattoo.
Of a horse?
No, here's a tattoo idea. I'd like this is so pompous. I'd like to get a tattoo of myself, kind of as a minotaur with the Clydesdale body, holding my arm above my head, just right on my chest. And it's
okay,
me.
Karen,
it's
you're
me.
The graphic artist.
But I'm holding a beard.
Oh, I have a very vivid imagination. Yeah.
I'm holding a beard.
I just imagined it.
I want to see a recreation of this, and this is going to be the new Drinkwell logo.
It is, it's me holding a beer with the body of a Clydesdale.
And you know, we're only going to sell beer because people are going to be like, what the fuck is
this?
They're
going to be like, holy shit, look at that label.
Well, you got to come up with a very thing.
We need to make it a label if you won't do the tattoo, and we could put it on beer.
It'd be amazing.
And
that
distribute
would sell
it.
Beer,
And they can be like decorated in different ways, you know? Like,
you do the artwork, I'll come up with the saying.
There we go,
A saying?
A logo or a saying or something.
A motto.
But now I have to make, I have to make Melissa... assistant art director at Drinkwell Brewing.
She can be the assistant.
You just got a promotion.
Okay. It don't pay anything, but...
No. It's volunteer.
I'm a second assistant.
And you
because
said
I'm an assistant
80?
At Brutal Tears Brewing, too.
Oh, we're arguing about labels now, huh?
Yeah, I'm a VP of creative, by the way.
Wow.
I'm not just an art director.
Well, you don't get a raise.
I'm, like, way up here.
Title's all she needs.
Okay.
Freckles is at work. She's almost off. She's looking forward to coming and drinking.
Excellent.
Good. Yeah. Do we have to drink all the good stuff?
Well,
we still have a few more.
We still have beer.
We didn't save any.
I don't know.
Somebody just rang the doorbell.
Ringing the doorbell. We're
it's
recording
the cops,
the show.
Man.
No, it's probably the neighbor girl wanting to play with Jackson.
God.
He's sick.
He is sick. He doesn't need to be playing.
And I think all of us might be somewhat sick.
Now.
No.
Yeah, after those jelly beans.
What do you think the jelly bean was? He went, you need these some, you need these some.
Let me spread some Christmas cheer.
They
were Christmas virus.
I like poison.
They were sealed in a bag, and I squeezed them out.
It's okay.
And they were disgusting.
When's the last time you washed your hands, sir?
I work in a kitchen. I compulsively wash my hands. Thank you very much. They're all dried and chapped and
that's
cracked.
The worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. I get my like case of winter eczema on my hand.
Oh, that's so cute.
Queso.
Mm-hmm.
Queso, winter eczema.
Yeah. Queso.
Queso.
Someone say queso?
Me.
Hi, buddy.
With winter eczema.
When are you guys driving home?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Going back to Chicago on New Year's Day?
That's today.
Oh, so it's the day after New Year's.
Yeah, so we spent all New Year's.
Spent a whole week here.
It was a wild.
We rocked out last night.
You know what?
Last night is.
You guys are bad.
Last night blended into the night before and the night before.
It's like I think I have time travel. Like,
my flux capacitor might be broken.
You guys' first New Year's Eve together, I was hanging out with you.
You were there.
Christ Almighty. Yeah. Remember?
That felt great!
Oh, yes. And then the second New Year's Eve you guys spent together, I was there as well.
You were also
But that, that was way, way back in the day. But yes, that was a
famous quote.
That felt great!
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fire a corn dog, she'll titty fuck you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was another quote that night of the night. Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this.
No, I have forgotten this. Yeah, so
buy her a corn dog.
Was that talking about?
And she'll titty fuck
did
you.
Did Emery say that?
He did.
Okay.
Ben White said that.
Maybe Ben White did.
Okay.
Someone also, I think it was Ben Thomas, dipped his foot into some nacho cheese. Yeah. He got cheese sauce all over his sock.
Yeah.
That was a fun night.
No,
those were silly.
That felt great. it's late at night, probably 3 a.m.
And the lights were off, people were sleeping.
We're in our friend Robertson's basement. I don't know if this is the year that his girlfriend at the time, Heidi's car, was hit and ran.
It was.
Yeah. Okay. It was a hit and run that night.
Yeah, there was a hit and run, and we had to hide in the basement.
And the police showed up.
Yep. Because most of us were underage.
Yep. And the police showed up to investigate the hit and run, which had nothing
Tony
to do
Moat,
with...
Tony Moat was completely intoxicated. We put him in a closet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we hid him.
because he was the worst of all of us. This was the Y2K New Year's Eve.
It was, you're right.
Yeah. It was
all shutting down.
We thought it was going to be the end of the world.
We did.
And we were just going to get drunk together, all of us friends.
And we accomplished
it. And we did. We had a good time. And
nothing happened.
Yeah. And we ended up...
yeah, nothing
happened. We're all passed out in the basement. And Josh's little sister, Jenna, who now is like in her 20s and married, and it's...
Weird.
Because I still picture her as this little kid. And she evidently had this doll, and I'm not sure what kind of doll this was. I still don't understand to this day. But our buddy Eric Tibbs was over in that general direction, and we just hear a voice go, "That feels great!" Or something like that. Like, from the doll. And I don't know why a doll would say that, but it was something to that.
Why do you think a doll would say that? It felt great.
And we were like... And we all lost it. Those of us who were still awake were like, "What is going on over there?" And
that felt great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those good weird times, man.
This is where I was taking your little sister. You should probably
to
kill
a den
me.
Of iniquity.
Like, you should probably kill me.
That was when we first started dating.
Like, we were only together for like 2 weeks, and I brought you to this New Year's party.
It was worse than my mom's house.
Okay.
Probably. That was when Eric Chapman was dating Bree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Good times.
Good long time ago. Times.
That was a fun party.
It was. 16, it was a fun party.
But you know what? I don't remember any craft beer or homebrew at that
party.
No,
there was not.
There was Mad Dog and like
a lot of Mad Dog 2020.
I was probably drinking Hornsby hard cider.
I had some Hornsby.
You were.
That was my go-to drink back in the day.
We had Captain Morgan.
We had a bottle of Captain.
Oh, I've done bad things on Captain.
It's bad.
We all have.
It's 16, 17 years ago.
Wait, you guys drink
really,
more than just beer?
Really?
That was almost
bad
half
things
my,
on Captain.
Half our lives.
Malort.
Essentially.
Ooh, Malort.
Oh, Malort.
Malort. Yeah. How was your Malort?
You know, my brother.
My Malort face, non existent.
Wow.
What does that mean?
You take it like a champ. I drank it and it was like, okay.
Wow.
Impressive.
I had a delayed reaction.
You have.
Yeah, you have a visceral reaction immediately. Yeah.
I drank and it was like...
That was mine.
Eh.
Well...
Okay.
I got a bottle of Malort for my brother for Christmas.
That's not a very
We're
good
talking about Barista Brian.
Barista Brian.
He got you your favorite present. Do you think that's his favorite present?
No.
I mean, be honest.
God, no.
No.
What's the matter with you, man?
So he had never had Malort before, and he tried it, and I remember all he really said last night was it's really bitter.
Yeah.
Which it is. It didn't seem to bother him, but when my mom took a shot of Malort, like, I wish I would have taken a video of that.
Oh, she, that was awesome.
She, like, was, like, you sticking didn't? Her tongue out. Yeah,
it's really like drinking butthole.
Yeah. It's like drinking
and,
butthole.
And she
yeah.
took it in front of
And butthole's a hard thing to drink.
I mean, if you've never tossed like, a salad, you don't know what Malort's
usually,
like.
I wanted Carol to
usually
drink
eat
wife.
It. You don't drink it.
You can try to drink butthole.
I think you eat butthole more than you drink it.
If you're drinking.
German.
Like, chew it?
Got somewhere to be?
Das Butthole.
I keep getting all these Snapchats from this girl.
Ooh,
das
Boot. That would be like a snap.
Yeah, follow me on Snaps, chat. AbbyRody4. Hey. Yep.
She's probably recording Snapchat. Instagram videos
snap,
right
snap,
now.
Snap, snap, snap. I don't know. If you're drinking butthole, then the person's butthole that you're drinking
is soupy and
they're having some serious problems.
Exactly.
Malort is like dead juice to me.
It's
like chicken liver in the form of alcohol.
When you first drink it, you're like, oh, it's like tequila or something.
It's like,
but the aftertaste.
And then you're like, oh, God. Person.
Chicken liver has
it's
a weird
aftertaste. It's like tequila shit in my mouth.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, we have another homebrew.
Homebrew?
And I think this is a special homebrew.
Oh, it's a special in what way?
I think you were making it for the show. Kind of. I think I put in a request.
What really happened was I made one for the show, and it got infected, so you didn't get it. And then...
You made another one.
And then I made another one, and then you got that one.
Did it turn out better?
Actually, I made another one, and I drank all of it, the Dank Sally, and then I made another one.
Okay, because we had the Dank Sally on the show.
But just one.
Yeah, and I got so good, to I couldn't help enjoy it again. So because we drank at Brutal Truth Brewing.
They had Dank Sally as well.
Yeah, Dank Sally was delicious.
So what was it intended to be? What got in, how did it get infected?
Because I suck at life.
Oh, jeez. No. Was this the outdoor
It was this stupid goddamn oxygen hose.
Oh, sorry.
There's always something.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn oxygen.
God damn it.
Can't we just breathe CO2 and live on Mars?
Wow. When you say Matt on Damon Mars, did. Or do you want to live
Matt Damon.
I think she meant
Matt Damon.
I'm not going full retard.
I'm glad you're showing respect. I'm glad you're showing respect.
I think she meant live on Mars beer, not the planet.
Yeah, I could live on Mars beer.
Matt Damon.
I love you, Ed Mars.
Matt Damon? Matt Damon?
Is this beer even any good?
Yeah,
it is.
It's an SHB for sure. I can just tell.
Single hop beer? No.
Shitty homebrew. What?
I think it's really good. I think you're being too harsh on yourself.
I think it's pretty
good.
Yeah.
Did you make this?
As it turns out, I think I did.
Hmm.
Wait, you know, this
is the on the DL IPA.
Yes, it is.
Literally,
it's on the down low.
Lullabies, but it's on the down low.
It's one of its main predecessors is the experimental grapefruit hop.
Mm.
And I'm not in love with it. I didn't order any new ones for this year. I made three beers with it, and I never really got grapefruit. I get more grapefruit from a Citra and a Mosaic than I ever get from the experimental grapefruit. I almost wonder if that's how they made that hop, is they just crossed
it up.
Citra and the Mosaic fuck each other, and then
that's fun.
That's what they do.
Hmm. You make plants fuck.
Sort of.
If you're a
engineer.
Bioengineer.
Wouldn't it be
wearing a funny little?
Wouldn't it be a bio pimp?
You're a bio pimp.
A bio pimp.
Bad, isn't it?
What?
It's awful.
No,
really?
You just brought me 12 bottles of it.
Why do you think you got 12 bottles? It was good. I'd have kept it.
It's good,
man. It's falafel.
Falafel.
No, I think you're hard on yourself.
You're being really hard on yourself.
I am not. I'm soft right now.
See what I got for my husband is awesome and he gives me 12 days of Christmas. So on the fourth day of Christmas.
Your true love gave to you.
For calling birds.
Ah, you got a phone case.
Is that well played?
That's well played.
And that was thought up all by myself, not birds. From the internet?
I know you guys won't like it. Just
from Lucas. Liquid D.
For calling birds.
I didn't do any negative things. When
the only way it
could have
been better is if it was a phone case that had like Stan Musial, Ozzy
Smith.
Just
turn that
like it had four cardinals on it.
Anthony Rizzo.
He's not a cardinal.
Chris Bryant.
How about,
David Ross.
He's pretty
Can we just pick up?
Chris Bryant?
Yeah. Oh, Dexter Fowler.
Yeah, what about Dexter Fowler? What if Dexter was on there?
Can we pour one out for Dexter Fowler? He's gone to the dark side.
What about Jason Hayward? You guys got him still.
That's very funny.
Jason Hayward's already reported Arizona. He's working on swing. Jay Hay gonna be legit next year. Look out.
Yeah, that he is.
Too legit.
What are they doing? The voice is pretty confident.
Yeah.
baseball player flayed a ball. What the hell?
He is a
I said a
double fisted.
I said a flay.
In my mind, baseball is over.
What?
It's happening.
Once the Cubs won,
yeah, baseball.
No more baseball.
You're not going
to I'm going out on a high note.
Like,
no more baseball.
Stops now.
No.
It happens.
Well, for you guys, at least another 108 years, but for us, we're going to get a few more pennants while you guys all just hang out.
Yeah,
you
probably will.
It's not that exciting. It's been 6 years.
Hey, and actually, the last time you won, you doubled, so maybe you'll get another one, and then it'll be another 108 years.
Yeah, a twofer. A twofer Tuesday.
Two for one.
And maybe next time they win, you guys will go and you'll remember it.
Snap.
Karen's trying to drop a mic that she's not holding at the moment.
She dropped because the mic understands. At that moment. She pretty much dropped the mic right then.
They got hammered at the last time.
Hey, he was
won.
There.
No. Yeah, I was there.
He
I was not there
with
us.
Them.
He's
he
told
there.
The story on the show.
He has, yeah.
Yes,
on the show,
I think he has.
Yes.
I think he has, yeah.
Damn.
And you didn't drink whiskey that
goddamn microphone.
That's,
it reached me.
That's
it captures everything.
That's how the show is. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one who wears any kind of
so we don't
headphone.
Even think we're just talking
yeah.
and drinking.
Yeah. You guys just sit around and it's like we're just hanging out and drinking.
Right.
And
I've completely
like
forgotten any
to an
stories.
Album.
You forget that you're doing a show.
It's like Dustin's not even here. Or the voice.
Oh, you talk.
We're gonna break Melissa up. She's gonna talk.
Yeah, you're not talking.
Give her like one Long Island iced tea. She'll talk. She'll
I've
punch
got
you right
some,
in the
I've
mouth. She'll do whatever you want.
Upstairs.
Ooh. We'll just pour that into a beer and call it a Long
I would
Island.
Love to do her.
Doers.
But we had children this morning, so I just hung out, you know?
Oh, God.
You gave birth this morning?
Yeah.
You
had,
a
you
child
had children?
This morning.
We had two children this morning.
6-year-old?
Didn't even know he was pregnant.
6 years pregnant.
Whoa.
That would suck. That's like an elephant. I'm pretty sure elephants stay pregnant for like 2 years or some shit like that.
Really? That's mm-hmm. how long their gestation period is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Doesn't that suck to be an elephant?
Is that a pun? Because they got
like
that big sucker on them?
So Eric,
I'm
tell us
you're awfully punny.
This beer was basically it's the Dank Sally grain recipe. That's the oats, the wheat, the two row, little carapels, little Crystal 40. And then I had a weird package of hops in the fridge that I had made for a beer that got infected, and then I threw it away and didn't end up adding the dry hops, and I had mixed three hops and didn't even know what they were. So that's what ended up in this beer. So I have an idea what some of the hops are in there, but not all the hops.
Hey, Lucas.
Hey, Dustin.
As you go to use the bathroom, when you come back, would you do me a favor... And out of the fridge in the laundry room, would you grab our sponsor Spotlight beer?
Sponsor Spotlight!
Sponsor Spotlight!
That's a sneak preview.
Spotlight.
No, you went full retard.
I went minimal retard.
Alright, so one of the things that we do on the show when we have a new guest is we do guest questions.
Mm.
What is the first craft beer that you remember enjoying?
You know, I drank a lot. When I first got into beer, I really liked stouts, and I started with the silly cider path.
Silly ciders.
And then I got into stouts, and then I don't really recall, like, having any solid stouts that I remember, and I think of my craft beer birth being when I started to get into IPAs, and that happened when I discovered IPAs in Hawaii. Like, we were in Maui, and...
Oh, you had some of the,
Maui Waui?
The Big Swell?
Big Swell IPA. We were drinking it, and Lucas, we bought, like, we had a fridge in our room, and we were sitting out on the balcony, and we bought all this beer in Hawaii that we can't get anywhere, and I was like, I'm gonna hate this stuff. He bought, like, all these IPAs and, like, pails, and I cracked open a Big Swell, and I was like, ah, whatever, I'll try it. And I drank it, and, like, just sitting there on the balcony when it was, like, warm at night.
Bah.
Under the stars.
The stars.
It was just, like, it hit me all of a sudden. Like, uh-oh, now I'm...
The beer hit you?
Yeah, like, now I'm obsessed with IPA. So I think of that as, like, the first beer that I can remember that I'm like, whoa, like, okay, this is happening. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to just drink stouts anymore.
You know, back I almost know what you're saying, because back in the day, stouts were not there. We were into stout, and like we could not find good stouts nowhere. Everything we bought off the shelf was horrible. You'd get some good drafts here and there, but everything off anybody's shelf was garbage. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, that's changed. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if you guys have noticed, there's a lot of great stouts out.
Totally.
Do you feel better, Lucas?
I do.
All right.
I do.
That's better, all my big
stuff. Everything come out all right?
Better out than in.
I have an empty bladder.
Good job.
And now Maximo has entered the Drunken Lullaby Studios once again.
Again.
Once again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, second question.
Oh, God. I'm not prepared. Go
no,
ahead.
What are some of your favorite breweries? We mentioned Three Floyds.
Obviously. I think Mars is definitely on the top of my list lately. Like, even they do stuff that I don't even like that I still end up liking when I drink it. Like, they could probably do a sour, sorry, Goza that I might even like.
I've had the Pop Goza the Weasel from them.
I haven't had that one.
I bought that just because it was a third base reference.
Do the Margarita Goza?
That was Rheingeist.
That was Rheingeist.
Rheingeist
that
had
really
the
good.
Margarita
but
Goza.
But I thought you sent me back in the back for a Mars one that was Margarita. We went in that back room of Phobab.
Ooh, that smells good.
Yeah, that was Rheingeist. So was there a Margarita Goza back there?
So we had somebody else's
No, but
else's
we had
Goza.
A Mars Margarita.
We had Mars.
Right there. It
did
was
we?
Really good, yeah. Okay. That one was, that's why I was like, I'm having a Margarita Goza for Mars. All right, I'll trust it. It's going to be delicious. And it was amazing.
You know, the funny
and
thing about drinking
like
is sometimes
beers.
You don't remember.
Yeah.
But so I would say Half Acre and Mars.
Maybe it was the hour early you got in.
Well, you guys are from Chicago, so you're like in an epicenter of great beers.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a rough life,
yeah,
guys.
I really feel sorry for you.
I don't recommend it.
All right, well, it's that time of the show that we like to call...
Butler Spotlight!
That was just for you, Aaron. Okay. This is from Distill's St. Dicera Reserve Sour Ale line. This is the Ex Commune Une. It is a sour single ale.
It's
the blood of Christ.
So yeah, I'm.
The blood of Christ.
Do you have the body of Christ? We need a cracker or something.
Do we have to say
5.6%?
Do we have to say Psalm 69 before we drink?
Yes,
yeah. Verse 17. Come on, don't forget the verse.
I'm sorry.
Second verse, same as the first.
I know. True.
Smells soury.
Well, it should. But yeah,
it doesn't smell like a Band-Aid. Does not. Smell like a bad.
It's good.
Drink it. You'll like it.
Drink it. You'll like it.
It doesn't smell like glue. It doesn't taste like glue. That's how I think.
In the words of Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, drink your beer. You'll feel better.
Drink your beer. Make you feel better.
That was a pretty good impression.
Come on, baby. Just drink your beer. Make you feel better.
I have my Aqua Teen Hunger Force Christmas album.
Yes.
And I love that thing.
Maybe that should be something.
What do I do to get the light bulb part?
So
what you do to my car, Fry Guy?
Yeah.
I'll be home for Christmas. Jacking it to porn.
Oh my god. Yeah.
All right.
I love that show.
It's a great show. This is yeah, only been checked in 42 times.
Dang.
If you're an untapped nerd. If memory serves me correctly, this is one that they made for North Carolina.
Raise
it's
up.
It's only going to be distributed out there, and they saved a bottle for us to drink on the show for Sponsor Spotlight.
Do you know what else you can only do?
Suck on that,
isn't
bitches.
North Carolina the place where only men can pee in men bathrooms and only women can pee in women's?
No, they changed that.
I just know it's flair country.
You can all pee in the same goddamn bathroom. Woo!
I got a Ric Flair for President T-shirt for Christmas.
I saw that.
That was one of my favorite gifts. Thanks, Ric.
excuse me.
So yeah, this is from the St. Dicera line.
This is very, very dry. It's kind of like drinking a white wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. Yeah, it is better than wine. It's very good. And generally, I think any beer is better than wine.
Sorry, wine.
Nothing's better than wine.
Sorry, wino. Sorry, winos.
Did you say nothing is better than wine?
Yeah.
You're nuts.
Really? Good. I don't like wine.
At all?
No.
I like some.
I like port. I'll drink port.
Oh, port's you're good. Like my grandma.
Like the really sweet, like fortified wine.
That's I had some port I could
have
dunked
on. Have you tried any of the other wines, or have you just done the sweet one?
Yeah.
I mean, I've had like Moscato, and I've tried some reds that I've...
You don't like those either?
It's not really my thing.
Yes. I like a sweet
one. You don't like wine?
At least I used to.
Not really, no.
Like a Riesling?
Don't really care for it.
Do you ever go to wine tastings? That's what turned me on.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I can see that though, because you like Dark Lord.
42 check-ins.
I do like Dark Lord.
You like port. And they're
I do like
kind
port.
Of
they're similar.
In the same realm a little bit.
Yeah.
In
Sommelier Melissa?
I don't know.
Is that a new nickname?
She's
maybe?
Brutal Mistress.
She's Brutal Mistress.
She doesn't need
Sommelier?
Two names.
I'm Brutal Mistress.
Okay.
I love Brutal Mistress.
What?
Karen has a nickname. She already.
What's your nickname?
You have to say it.
Cranky Karen.
Cranky
cruel
Karen.
Karen. Cruel but Karen. Cranky could work too.
Cruel, spelled with a K. Because
I'm gonna die.
Cruel with a K.
Oh, okay.
Cruel Cranky Karen.
That's
KKK.
No.
You racist bastard.
Born and bred from Pekin.
And we can't do that.
No.
Pekin's not racist.
Your name's
Drunken Lullabies is not a racist podcast.
Dude, should we tell them your original name?
No.
Okay.
That's a terrible idea.
Okay.
All right. So,
it's
that time of the week for Picks of the Week. What was everybody's favorite beer?
There's a lot of really good beers they've had.
All right. So, the Brutal Mistress, what's your pick?
Serendipity.
Okay. Liquid D?
Man. I think I have to go with the Serendipity. It was very good. Yeah.
Cruel Karen.
We'll go with it. I'm going to say your homebrew, Lucas.
Wow. Well, you're an officer of the company. That's a bullshit pick. But thank you.
Wait, can you not pick your own?
No, you can pick your own.
I mean, you can pick your own. I pick my own all the time.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Suck on that.
All right.
Suck on that, Nuglaris.
Probably the Serendipity.
It's pretty damn good, yeah.
Damn, all around.
I'm going with the Jelly Belly beer jelly beans.
Liar.
No.
Liar. I will go with...
Fucking liar.
As good as that blueberry hoppy meal was, I got to pick the Serendipity.
Dang.
And I picked the Mars over Gumball Head. So, like, there were good beers.
We had some good beers in this.
One of my Untappd friends said, I need to seek this out if you're saying it's better than Gumball Head.
Hell yeah.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. It's more flavor than Gumball.
Yeah. So there were some solid beers here.
It's not as sessionable as Gumball, but...
All right. No. Well, it wasn't a solid pick of the week because of Cruel Karen.
She's so cruel. So cruel and wicked.
But I'd like to thank you guys for joining me this New Year's.
Fucking A.
Okay.
Thank you.
And for bringing
thank
your
you
homebrew.
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 I would like to thank the Young and the Heartless for being our band of the week and for letting us play some of their music. And, Karen, I hope you don't die this year.
I'd probably be okay.
That's my New Year's resolution. Yeah. Stop keep Karen alive.
Keep Karen alive.
There you go.
Mine's to not kill puppies. I changed it. Okay. To not kill puppies.
Oh, my God. I am
a
lifesaver.
Or to prevent Brutal Eric from killing puppies.
Keep you alive.
I only kill old dogs, not puppies.
I have a duty to keep you alive. I can't.
You're
may
nurse.
Not be able
can.
To keep you out of jail or keep you from being arrested.
I'm like Dr. Kevorkian of the dog.
I have to keep you alive.
I'm just helping them move on. You know, I'm just helping them move on.
Dr. Kevorkian.
That's my New Year's resolution, to get arrested. Remember?
Yeah, she wants to get arrested. I've explained to you the fines involved. It's
probably
really
not
worth
it. Cracked up to be.
No,
I have two things. I want to punch someone.
With her.
I want to punch someone in the face, and I want to get arrested, and I think I can do them all at the same time.
You could.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, just you knock them all
but you might spend a lot of time in jail.
Her brother's trying to explain
the repercussions.
You have to go to anger management.
She doesn't listen.
So let's start.
That'll be fun.
I feel
in
pretty.
Chicago, it's probably twice as expensive.
It's true, yeah. Pretty.
So witty
and white.
Karen, if you just want to punch somebody, like
punch
I'll take we'll take one for the
because
team.
Otherwise you get arrested.
It's not the same. He says,
and
the
then
I've never been in a fight.
We can call the South Peking cops.
I threatened a guy. It cost me near $400 in fines. I threatened to punch him $400. Think about what it'll be if
you
actually do it.
Punch somebody.
If you actually do it, it'll be like $4,000.
If you're gonna punch him in the taint. All right, so this is The Voice, and thank you for joining us this week. We will see you, Drunkomaniacs, next week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.